Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How you doing, Danny?
Pretty good, Derek. How are you?
I'm doing fine, I guess. But anyways, today we're going to be talking about the 1998 Godzilla.
Yes.
Gojira.
No, this is not a Gojira.
No. This is Americanized, bastardized T-Rex Godzilla.
I always thought that too. And apparently, I've been wrong my entire life. This is not an American Godzilla. This is French Godzilla.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's an American movie.
No, it's an American movie. This is 100% French Godzilla.
Okay.
It's more like God Iguana.
Well, so it's pretty much the same basis as everything else.
Yeah.
You have the Malaysian islands out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting nuked. They're doing nuclear test sites and stuff like that. And as a result, we get giant lizard.
Yes. Yes. In this, the nuclear tests don't wake Godzilla. It creates Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. If there's one thing I've learned from watching movies, mm-hmm. is that radiation is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. You think that we would all just be superheroes, right?
Yeah, you either get superheroes or just grow a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Superpower, something like that, you know. So there's pretty much no negative side to a fallout.
Not at all. I don't, you know, besides cancer.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're a superhero, you don't have to worry about it.
Nope. Superheroes still die from cancer. No.
This is why I buy, I'm buying all the uranium glass I find,
mm-hmm.
so I can just smelt it all down and condense it and
yeah.
then absorb it.
You need to just eat and drink off of and out of nothing but uranium glass mm-hmm. until you become a superhero. This is bad Godzilla that's not Godzilla.
Yes.
It's a mutated iguana.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, he looks like a weird T-Rex?
Yeah, something like that. But when it's moving underground, you can tell, oh, yeah, it's a fucking iguana.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Every time they get like that belly shot of it. It's a movie I spent a long time thinking, like, this movie just fucking blows chunks. Like, this movie mm-hmm. is just awful. But literally, I had a revelation when we were watching this, and it's completely turned me around. I fucking love this movie now.
Hmm.
It's so much deeper than I ever thought a fucking shitty 1998 Godzilla movie could be.
So you get Big Lizard grows up.
Yes.
And it comes and starts attacking New York.
Right.
Mainly because it's just an animal and it's looking for somewhere to
mm-hmm. Somewhere to nest, somewhere to bed nest. Down.
Because apparently all Godzillas are male and female.
Well, they're born already fertilized.
Yes.
They just lay eggs and it's good to go.
I guess New York, great spot.
Well, if you think about it, man, any major city like this with skyscrapers and shit like that would be the ideal location for something like this to fucking hide out in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't even have to be America, but I can see it wanting to spread out from its origin spot, right? Less competition for its young.
Yeah.
But that being said, you know, it's not as stupid as it sounds. This thing probably comes from a fucking island where the trees are only like maybe 10 or 15 feet tall. It needs to hide in skyscrapers.
Yeah, but it just hides on the ground the whole time, which doesn't make sense because the way this thing moves in and out of spaces,
mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest problem I have with like trying to fake my belief in this movie.
Really? Reptiles burrow.
Yeah, but
I guess what you mean is its size makes it seem like it would take a long time to burrow through the ground.
It's not even that. It's just like they make it seem like it's just hiding in the sewers in scenes where it's like, oh, open up the sewers. That way we can bait it out with this fish. You'll get the scent because it's just like right there in, underground.
Oh, it's
like
in the subway feet. System.
Okay. Yeah. But there's no way this thing would fit in the subway system.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's massive.
Yeah, but it could be like a cat. You know, if it can get its head through it, it can get the rest of itself through it.
I just don't see it. The whole thing where, you know, you have it, it can stand up at like any part of the ocean and then, but also be in a bay that's like maybe 20 or 30 feet deep and still hide.
Did it stand up in any part of the ocean?
Well, no, in this movie, it never really got to the ocean. Did. Yeah.
It was a believable animal in this movie, to me, at least.
Also, unlike other traditional Godzilla, it was just an animal. It didn't have any intelligence, as far as we could tell.
It didn't
just
have any kind of special attacks. Mm-mm. It didn't have, you know, other than it was radioactive because of the environment it came out of.
Which, the one thing they did is it never breathed lightning breath, right?
No.
The only times it ever ignites, it's something sparks its breath to
ignite. Yeah, it was destroying vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, what was happening whenever its breath would ignite is it was just blowing out its roar so hard it was flipping over cars.
Mm.
And cars have gasoline or any kind of petrol in them. And
Its breath. No, yeah. Its breath is, you know, radioactive, right?
You get fuel, air, and spark.
Yeah.
And there you go, right?
Mm-hmm.
It ignites it, and then, you know, it's a fireball traveling down the street. I'm there, man. I'm with it. I before I watched it this week, I was not with this movie. I hated the thought of watching it. But now, I'm there.
Yeah.
Fucking completely believable.
And so, the whole time we're following this scientist,
mm-hmm.
played by
Matthew Broderick.
Old Broderick. And what other movie were you? We did recently have Broderick.
Oh, it didn't have Broderick in it. It was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh.
Who's married to Matthew Broderick.
That's right. That's right.
I will say up front, Matthew Broderick was not the worst part of this movie.
Okay.
He wasn't.
Okay, I can give you that.
It was definitely Aubrey's friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who those actors were, but I fucking hated them.
But he is the worm guy. They refer to him as he's studying the effects of radiation.
Right. He's a biologist, and he goes to nuclear waste sites around the world, such as like Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
If he was a real dude, he would be all over Fukushima. Right. Yeah. But he's basically studying the impacts that radiation has on the biology there.
Yeah.
And how creatures are mutating in these habitats.
So the military goes and gets him and mm-hmm. Brings him in as an expert consultant. So he's running around giving these horrible ideas all the time. And then flip side, we have the French.
Right.
Which the whole time I'm just like, why the French? I don't understand why the French represented this movie. That never made sense to me.
It never made sense to me either. When I was younger and I watched it, I didn't watch this in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, a movie would come out and it'd be like the next year or something before you got to rent it or whatever, right? Yeah. But yeah. I remember renting this movie when I was real young. I actually remember watching it in like the early 2000s as well. And both times when I watched it, I was just like, why French?
Mm-hmm.
And I was in my head, I was just like, oh, these are like French secret, you know, these are like French spies.
Yeah.
And they're here to like, I don't know, take a sample or something, maybe genetic research of some sort. But then, as I'm sitting here watching this movie, like, they're not taking samples. They're all in on destroying this.
Mm-hmm.
All evidence of it.
They're trying to cover it up.
Right.
Stuffed up. But it never made sense to me why they were trying to cover any of this up.
Right. It didn't to me. And there was one line in this movie that made me stop. And I'm just like, I should Google this. And it's when he's talking to Matthew Broderick and he's just like, there are things that my government wouldn't like to be known to the world. Or he says something like that, mm-hmm. right? I'm just like, why the fuck would the French government give a shit
mm-hmm.
about this nuclear creature? Because in my American brain, it's, oh, the Americans and the Russians are the only ones lighting off candles like it's a fucking birthday cake out there, right?
Yep.
So I pause the movie and I look this shit up. The French nuked the Peloponnesian Islands almost 200 times. There are articles that are talking about the cost of the human impact today
mm-hmm.
of how bad they fucked up those islands out there.
Yeah.
It never occurred to me that, oh, yeah, other countries were doing this besides us.
Yeah, me either.
So, yeah, this isn't Godzilla. It's French iguana monster that just... we're the victims. Mm-hmm. America is the victims.
Mm.
When this thing is stomping through New York, it was just like dozens killed, thousands injured. Dozens killed? Really? That's very fucking conservative.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell if somebody's dead or not when they're just a stain on the sidewalk? This thing stomps you.
Well, because they don't answer their cell phone.
Exactly. Exactly. You're fucking having to knock doors and be like, well, fucking Frank's been missing for a month now. I guess he got stepped on by the iguana monster when it rolled through.
Well, you know, shit you like count that. The number of splats, you know? Well, this is 98, right?
Right.
So there's not a lot of, there's still not a lot of technology out there.
There's so much stuff I liked. It blows my mind how much about this movie I like.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can't help but gush over it.
No.
The fact it's not an immortal demigod, for one.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot it and it bleeds.
Yep.
It's a fucking animal, right? That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's exactly what I would expect. It's how our, you know, other than wildly missing because we want to destroy buildings. But
well, there's a reason they're wildly missing.
Because they're using heat-seeking devices and it's a fucking reptile. It's the same temperature as its surroundings.
It also gives off radiation.
Well, that too.
So it's messing up their...
its guidance systems.
Guidance systems.
But it's like, yeah, if you shoot this thing enough times, it'll fall over dead.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. Right? Like, oh my God. This movie was really fucking good.
Oh no.
Holy shit, this movie was good. I never thought in a million years I would be saying that, but it blows my fucking mind. This movie was spot on.
Really?
The worst part of this is the fact they called it Godzilla.
Exactly. It's not a Godzilla
movie. It's not a Godzilla movie. It's French Iguana Monster.
Okay. French Iguana Monster movie, good.
Yes.
Godzilla movie, monster, bad.
The only thing I didn't like about this movie is the younglings.
Mm-hmm.
That was awful.
Yeah. And the stadium, the whole stadium scene.
Yeah.
I particularly didn't like the reporter.
Yeah, his cheating whore of a girlfriend.
Yeah. When he comes back into the scene, we're also following...
I'm sorry, was that harsh?
No, it's accurate. So yeah, we also follow around this chick who's trying to be a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And her friends who are... They're all like New Jersey, typical New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fucking...
Guidos.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're Jersey trash.
Yeah. And... of course, they were lovers in high school or in college.
Mm-hmm.
And she notices that, oh, hey, he's on the news.
There's that guy I dumped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to angle in now.
Mm-hmm. So she goes and approaches him and kind of gets in and mm-hmm. uses him and steals some of his stuff that he had.
For one, they were doing the whole thing of like, oh, she doesn't really want to steal his stuff, but then... I got to get ahead in a man's world. I got to cheat a little bit.
It's our, it's really men's fault.
It's Nick's fault.
Yeah.
He left the tape right there in his private military tent thinking that nobody's going to steal it inside of a fucking military compound.
Mm-hmm.
Dill did he know that his ex is a fucking lying whore.
Yep.
I hate her.
Mm-hmm.
I hate her.
Yeah.
But not as much as her friends.
This whole time, you know, you have this like pseudo budding romance or whatever.
Yeah.
And
the budding romance of she's using him to try to advance her career. And he's like, oh, yeah, we might become friends again or something. I don't really want to get back together with you, but mm-hmm. I can finally stop hating you.
Yeah. I mean, he should have just got with that scientist chick, the redheaded. Because, I mean, oh, she had the hots for him.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Been easy mode to get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it really baffles you. That
yeah.
That I like this movie. You seem befuddled. Yeah.
They lay out this trap by just dumping a bunch of fish.
Yeah. Because Nick, being, you know, a reasonable kind of thinker, has noticed the correlation. This thing isn't necessarily just attacking to be attacking things.
Mm-hmm.
It's attacking like easy food sources.
Yeah.
Right. Fishing trawlers, crap like that.
Right? I like every time the first few times you see the Godzilla, every time it's coming out of the water, it's just, that's just boats falling off of it. Like all these boats are just stuck to the thing.
Dude.
And at least fish everywhere it goes.
The CGI is fucking terrible.
It was 98.
I mean, it's 98, yeah. But still, man, it's real bad. The first time you see it come out the water with, like you said, all the boats and stuff, It looks so bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was a boat monster for a second. Let me pause this and take another look. It looks terrible. It looks real bad.
Yeah, you could tell that there's a lot, especially with the babies, there's a lot of CGI in there.
Oh.
But the parts of it that look like they took someone in a suit, maybe, or like animatronics, I don't know.
There's no excuse for the babies.
No.
They could have done the babies. For one, we'd already had Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
We've already seen monsters this size look good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Aliens were monsters about this size.
Yeah, they're a little bit bigger than the alien, though.
They're about there.
Yeah.
But they're man-sized. And they looked fine.
Yeah.
Right? Why the fuck couldn't they just use a practical effect or something that didn't? Why were we leaning on CGI so hard when we knew it looked so bad?
Because back then, this is cutting-edge technology, and they thought it looked good. Nothing's ever going to look better than PlayStation 1 graphics, Danny. You still don't understand.
You're right. It was a very nice looking PS1 cutscene.
Mm-hmm.
So Godzilla's eating all the fish up on its way to New York, where it's going to end up nesting.
Yeah.
And
the French go and torture some Asian guy.
Yeah, the French go torture an Asian guy. Like, I bet this fire will freak him out.
Yeah.
He just saw a monster. You think Godzillas enjoy eating people?
Probably.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I mean, we're like stepping on bugs, but iguanas eat bugs.
I'm sure we'd be like a delicacy, right?
Nah, there's too many millions of us. It wouldn't be a delicacy.
Well, I mean, and I'm sure we'd taste good, though.
I mean, in the first couple of generations, we wouldn't be a delicacy.
Yeah.
In that fifth or sixth generation, though. Well, we probably would, because these things would have fucking wholesale extinct us.
Yeah. It did lay like, I don't know, 200 eggs or some shit.
A lot more than that.
Yeah.
There are so many fucking little Godzillas down there. I'm sorry, French iguana monsters.
Mm-hmm. Which one lived?
Yeah.
So, you know, which we never got the sequel.
We did. We did.
Did we?
Yeah. Godzilla killed it in Godzilla 2000.
Oh, well, good for him.
You don't remember that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so after this, Toho put out Godzilla 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Godzilla 2000. But there's a point in it where Godzilla is fighting what they call just Zilla,
mm-hmm.
which is French iguana monster.
Yeah.
And kills it.
Aww.
Aww. You know why? Because it's just a fucking animal and not a mythical being. It doesn't have atomic breath.
Okay. So tell me how much more you like this than Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, I don't. Oh, okay. I never said that.
I don't know. It seems like you might.
I love Godzilla Minus One. I think I love this now because it finally clicked and I understood it.
Mm-hmm.
I spent so long thinking like this plot is so fucking stupid. I don't know why there's French people here. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why aren't these guys like Russian or something? You know, why aren't they like an adversary of ours?
Mm-hmm.
If this is like an espionage thing. And then it just actually clicked that, oh no, this is a fucking monster that the French accidentally unleashed on the world. And now if they have to own up to it, they have to pay money to all the victims, all the dead.
Mm-hmm.
They have to fucking pay to rebuild New York. They got to pay for everything this fucking thing is destroyed because it's a byproduct of their nuclear program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they want to blow everything up and fucking erase everything that could possibly lead back to them. This will bankrupt France.
Yeah.
It's money and power.
And Nick Potopoulos, the Nick.
Yeah.
Baton and Mick.
Yeah.
Papatopoulos. A Papatopoulos, which I didn't get the running joke the whole time.
Nobody could pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he's definitely just wholesale helps him out and
yeah.
Betrays our country.
For me, the dumbest part of this movie is the very end where they finally fucking kill this thing. They finally kill this thing. And then they want you to feel sorry for it.
I did.
Fuck that thing. It's killed thousands of people.
It was just an animal.
No shit. But if a lion was running around killing thousands of people, you wouldn't fucking feel sorry for it that it finally got shot.
Yeah, probably would. Maybe those thousands of people deserve to die.
No.
They didn't. Should have been there.
You ever watch Ghost in the Darkness?
Yeah.
Now, fuck those things.
They're on their territory.
So, everything is something else's territory.
Mm-hmm.
None of this land belongs to us.
Okay. So, yeah. If a predator happens to kill some people, then that's probably on them.
It needs to go.
Okay.
But the humans were on their own territory. This thing just fucking walked up.
Well, it's like... They just needed somewhere to throw down some babies, you know.
Yeah.
We're a good food supply.
Did you feel bad for it when it died?
I felt bad for it, I did.
Oh, my God. All I could think is, thank God they finally put this monster down.
That poor guy. That poor lizard monster.
Dude.
It's so confused in this world that it got just thrusted into.
All I could think is, you know, they need to call up another flight of F-18s and hit it again. We need to double tap.
All it was doing, living its good little iguana life, and then the French blew it up and mutated it. And then it's just confused in this new body where it's just, it doesn't understand how powerful it is and how things work in this world. And then it just wants to find somewhere to be like, I can make some babies and have a little bit of peace and quiet. And then we start fucking launching bombs at it and shooting at it.
Yeah.
And all it wants to do is just have a couple of babies.
It's a fucking problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Some animals just don't get to live.
Obviously, because humans are awful.
If you could genocide all the mosquitoes in the world, would you?
Yeah, no one likes mosquitoes.
Nobody likes this fucking thing either.
I do.
Way worse than mosquito bite.
No, man. It was cute.
Fucking kill this thing.
No, man.
Fuck that.
Just hang out with it, ride around on it.
Fuck that. If a fucking crocodile walked into my backyard, I'd be like, fucking kill that thing. It's a goddamn dinosaur, is a problem and does not belong here. Oh, it's just so cute. It only eats your fucking dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Fuck that thing. Fuck that thing. How many thousands of people need to die before you understand?
All of them.
If it would have nested on some fucking remote island, nobody would have ever knew it existed.
Well,
but it chose violence
because it needed a food supply.
Yeah, and we decided that we weren't going to be it,
because some remote island's not going to have a good enough food supply.
It's not bigger than a fucking whale.
Maybe you're just a Knicks fan. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's because the whole Knicks stadium took out and it was used it for its nest.
You're, I don't know, upset. Shit about basketball.
I know. I know. But they were upset because it was the Knicks stadium.
Yeah, I didn't know that until I heard it as a line in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, literally, this thing could have just floated in the fucking ocean. It's not bigger than a whale.
What? It's definitely bigger than a whale.
I wouldn't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's body length as it moves.
No, dude. This thing, it was like the size of a building.
Like, how long do you think a blue whale is?
I don't know. 40 feet.
Its scaling was really in question. Because Sometimes they had it scaled with shit that it looked fucking huge against. Sometimes they had it scaled against stuff that was probably only like, oh, that's like a 10-story building.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Which it's hard to tell. And then that also makes it more confusing when it's just popping out of the ground like a fucking alligator.
Mm-hmm.
You also had, so the final scene is, well, not the final scene, but pretty much they sneak into New York and go into the stadium there. The Frenchies.
The entire time the Nick and the Frenchies are sneaking in trying to find the nest because the military is concerned about killing it first.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And their thought is like, well, we can come through and sweep later and check for a nest.
Well, they take it out. They think, right?
Right.
They hit it out in the ocean and knock it unconscious.
And they're trying to get confirmation. They're trying to get it dredged up off the bottom.
And the whole time it's like, hey, man, this thing, it's probably got a baby somewhere. We should go check it out. And they don't really care. So we get our A-team. And then the Guidos are following them.
Right.
And so they can get the big scoop.
Yeah.
And then we get this whole scene where they're in a stadium being chased by, it's almost like a little Home Alone scene. It's like.
It's almost like a lethal Home Alone scene.
Yeah, it's Home Alone meets Jurassic Park, you know, where they're just chasing them around. Yeah. And
if we're trying to be cute and fun with the Velociraptors,
yeah,
like, those antics, and yeah, people are fucking dying.
Mm-hmm. Off screen.
Not all.
Well.
A few of them die on screen.
Yeah, but they don't, like, show the deaths. So.
Well, I mean, it's a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
But they were horrifically torn apart. Just right there off the edge.
Yeah. So it just looks cute.
Yeah. Sure. It baffles me that they don't try to use their guns, you know, like in an effective gun way.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, I should fucking shoot that thing. They don't try that.
Probably because there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, but this one's the closest one to me. I would definitely be unloading into it. Wholesale, 100% fucking Swiss cheesing that one.
Mm-hmm.
The next one behind it might get me, but that one definitely isn't.
Yeah, so they, you know, we get this. This is probably the weakest part of the movie for sure.
Yes.
And the CGI is not great.
No.
And they're just like slipping around and falling on gumballs and stupid shit.
Yeah.
And then they finally get it out, and then they blow the stadium up. Mm-hmm. They call it in because they do a live stream from there.
Yeah.
And so they blow up the stadium, and you think all of them are dead, which an egg we find out at the end an egg survives. And then Godzilla pops back up, and it's like, oh, my poor babies are all dead. It starts chasing them around New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we also get the military guys that are just kind of wandering around, who've been there the whole time, right? It's like kind of been Nick's escort.
Well, they're out patrolling the city.
Yeah.
They're actively looking for this nest.
Yeah.
Whenever Nick and his crew finally like make contact with the outside and call it in and are just like, hey, we need you to drop airstrike on our location. And the military's like, sure, dude, we'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heard you.
Yeah. Good luck.
You got 6 minutes.
At the end, when the general's like, yeah, good job, soldier. He's like, he didn't really do anything. So I sit there and make a phone call.
He coordinated things.
I guess.
Dude, so many of his men had fucking died. So many.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting vehicles, tanks, fucking just getting stepped on, thrown around. So many soldiers died. Saying it's a fucking problem. This monster is a fucking problem.
So they lure it onto the bridge, and then
you know, yeah,
the wires capture it, and then they murder the poor thing. And then, you know, they all live happily ever after.
A Godzilla tramping through your city is a bad day.
Yeah.
I don't know. As it goes, yeah, this movie made complete sense. This thing doesn't get to live happily ever after. It is a fucking mutated monster. It has to die.
But Godzilla's our hero.
No. No, it's not.
Who's going to protect us when all the space monsters show up?
I guess the U.S. military. Because it won't be Godzilla.
Well, they tried that, and then everyone hated that movie, too. The military was more the focal point, and they were fighting the Godzillas or the monsters and stuff.
Yeah, I still believe the U.S. military could have took out the Mutos, 100%.
Really?
I do. This is the first time I've ever thought this movie was good, but just that realization, that understanding of what's actually going the fuck on, because they don't tell you anything.
No.
When you watch the opening of this movie, the first thing you think is it's just like the opening of every Godzilla movie, right? Because it's just like, oh. It doesn't even occur to you like it says, oh, the French Peloponnesian Islands. Because we're so programmed to seeing a Godzilla film open, and it's the fucking atomic test on the U.S. Marshall Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're showing us stuff that we're already familiar with without making a distinction.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're using that same footage, too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not making like a distinction in the viewer's mind. If they would have mentioned any of that, just even in passing, it would have been great. It would have made this movie make so much more sense. But now that I realize that, this movie's good. Without that little nugget of knowledge, this movie fucking sucks a dick. I have no idea why they're French. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Right? Because half of the movie, well, not half, but a third of the movie is these fucking French, like, CIA Secret Service side characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea why they're here. It makes the movie dumb. But yeah. I get it now. I 100% get it. It's so the entire world won't sue France. That's why they're here.
I mean, is it really their fault?
Yes.
Just because...
No, it's 100% their fault. We, the United States, us,
yep.
Anything that happens to the Marshall Islands because of our nuclear tests, we are at fault. So,
I'm just saying, like, it could have happened, you know, if it had been from the Marshall Islands instead.
Well, yeah.
Then, like...
It would have been our fault. But this isn't our fault. This is the French's fault. We are the fucking victims. 100%. Like, there's just domes of, like, radioactive just shit where they cleaned up the Marshall Islands. And if anything ever happens to these just, like, gigantic cement structures, we're liable for it.
Hmm.
Right? Because it's our problem. We made it.
So any lizard that pops out of there and starts attacking 100%. France, that's our fault.
100%. If a fucking... If an iguanazilla pops out of the Marshall Islands, swims over to France and levels Paris, that's on us.
Mm. Okay, noted.
We have to pay for that. And we have to pay reparations to families of victims who died and everything.
Minus One was a good movie.
Minus One was an amazing movie. Minus One was an amazing movie.
Mm-hmm.
Minus One is probably the best Godzilla anything I've ever seen.
For sure.
Better than any of the American stuff here recently. Honestly, better than any Toho stuff that come before.
Mm-hmm.
Minus One is it. It is the top of the bracket.
He went back to his roots. He got the old fat Godzilla. I like chubby Godzilla.
Yeah.
He's cute. Moves slow.
I can see. I think eventually they'll make a Minus One special edition and make changes to it. Now that it's actually made a bunch of money, they weren't anticipating this. I can totally see them going back in and fixing the CGI and stuff like that in Minus One and making it look better. It already looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
There are some times where the CGI drops on it. Well, not CGI drop, but you know, you could see the limits of their budget.
Yeah.
I can totally see them making like a special edition and fixing that kind
of
stuff.
Which I think is part of the charm of the movie. It feels like an older Godzilla movie.
It does.
And that's what they were going for.
It does. It really does. There's some points in which the CGI shines and it looks really good when you first see the Godzilla monster in Godzilla Minus One. It's fucking wrecking those Japanese soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks good then when it's just little Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's fucking going to town on them. It looks really good then. But there's some, like, a little bit of robotic big Godzilla going on in some spots. It's kind of like...
I wonder how much of that is a costume.
I don't know. I mean, probably a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the chasing the boat stuff is definitely costume and everything.
It had nuclear bomb breath, man. He's a cool Godzilla.
Holy shit, dude. Devastating.
Mm-hmm. Think if this lizard monster had any capabilities like that.
That Godzilla is a fucking problem.
It also just regenerates 100% from
like
nothing.
Like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Holy shit. They blew half of the fucker's face off. Yeah. It's just like, just right back.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. You're right. We lost. The world is doomed.
It's okay. We just haven't realized why he's a good guy yet.
America's just like, well, you know, it's really not our fucking problem. We got the Russians to worry about over here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys handle that. You took away all of our guns.
It's probably the French's fault.
It's probably the French's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you really looked into what the French are doing down there? They might be at fault for this one.
Yeah. Let's just go find a spotlight over there.
Those Frenchies.
Mm-hmm.
They make stupid French jokes in this too.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no, croissants? Like, no, man. It's fucking donuts. Eat the donut.
This coffee is terrible.
This is French roast right French on the thing.
I mean, obviously, it's fucking French roast. Come on.
100%. Hmm. It looked like he was fucking just holding up Great Value coffee.
It was Kolker's. Folgers?
Folgers.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, what are you going to do next? Get French toast?
French fries?
Get some French fries.
I don't understand. These fries taste nothing like the French.
Hey, man. After 9/11, it was a freedom fries, okay?
Yeah, you're right. America.
It's freedom toast.
Freedom toast.
We still eat croissants, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we still eat croissants. There's another French in the title.
Mm-hmm. America croissant.
Oh, man. What did the French ever do for us besides help us win over our own country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How dare they show up when we needed them to fight off the English?
If you think about it, everything is the French's fault.
Yeah. If they hadn't showed up,
we'd still be an English colony right now.
Yep.
Yep.
English prior.
So you didn't like this at all. That's weird.
Nah, it wasn't very good.
How much did you hate it?
I mean, it was never a movie I'd like really hated as a kid either. I was always like impartial. So, I mean, I'd probably go like a just 5. It was fine. It was a little cheesy action movie.
Forgettable. Yeah. So in the middle, 5. Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought it sucked.
It's a lot of fish.
It is a lot of fish. I like how every fucking fish that you see on screen in this looks like a fucking Billy Bass flopping around like it's about to start singing to you.
Yep.
Could you just go to the market and throw a fish on the sidewalk? He had to fucking get animatronic fish flopping.
There's only one type of fish in this world, too.
Yeah, it's all cod.
Yep.
Every bit of it. Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah.
I swore it was different kinds of fish.
Mm-mm. There's only cod in New York.
Only cod.
Yep.
There was actually only cod in Asia. There was only cod in fucking, what, Jamaica or whatever, Panama.
Yeah.
This thing walked over the fucking Panama Peninsula, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking walked across it.
Well, how else is it going to get there?
Dude. Yeah, man, I love this movie. Fucking love it.
Okay. There we go. Heard it from the source.
Yep. Movie's great.
Second best Godzilla movie.
You know what? Possibly. Possibly the second best. It's definitely not the first best, but
yeah,
it's not a steaming pile of shit.
There you go. And thanks for joining us.
Make sure you do all the clicky things.
Yep.
The likes, the subscribes, the dislikes, whatever.
Thanks for joining us.
See you later, guys.